Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder, this podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday evening, October 6th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of government and politics news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Moroccan youths leverage social media in their anti-government protests. Moroccan youths are using social media to amplify their voices in anti-government protests across cities like Rabat, Casablanca, Marrakech, and Agadir. They are advocating for better public services, including improved healthcare, stronger education systems, and more job opportunities. As technology advancements continue, companies like D-Wave Quantum Inc., QBTS, are at the forefront. For the latest news and updates on D-Wave Quantum Inc., YSE, QBTS, visit the company's newsroom. TechMediaWire is a specialized communications platform focusing on innovative technology companies, offering a wide range of corporate communication solutions to reach diverse audiences.
Tech Media Breaks, SafePro Group Inc. AI detects more than 36,000 landmines across 22,500 acres in Ukraine. SafePro Group Inc., a leader in AI-powered security solutions, has detected over 36,000 landmines and explosive objects in Ukraine. Using advanced algorithms and analyzing 2 million drone images across 22,500 acres, SafePro's AI creates 2D and 3D maps for real-time threat detection. The technology, selected for the U.S. Army's 2026 concept-focused warfighter experiment, is expanding through partnerships with Red Cat Holdings, NASDAQ RCAC, Ondas Holdings, NASDAQ ONDS, and Unusual Machines, UMAC, for battlefield and disaster zone applications.
Aramark hospital workers ignored dying man for over 15 hours, suit says. A federal wrongful death lawsuit filed by Friedman Schumann Laser PC alleges that Aramark employees ignored U.S. citizen Zachary Graff for over 15 hours during a medical emergency in a hospital in China, leading to his tragic death. The lawsuit claims that at least 10 Aramark employees saw Graff in distress but did not alert medical personnel. Despite his wife's pleas, it was only after police intervention that medical assistance was called. The lawsuit alleges negligent hiring, training, supervision, and retention by Aramark. The case seeks compensatory damages and a jury trial in the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Pennsylvania. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.